Sudan's parliament branded South Sudan an enemy yesterday and demanded the army swiftly recapture a disputed oil-producing region as escalating border tensions brought the former civil war foes closer to another full-blown conflict. South Sudan seized the disputed Heglig oil field last week, prompting its northern neighbor to vow to recapture the area by all means. South Sudan gained its independence last July, and along with conflict with Sudan, has also faced internal tribal conflicts. Bishop Rudolf Dengmajek of the Diocese of Wau has attacked the xenophobia expressed by a section of the population.
It is not out of our character as a nation and as a community. Specifically, even our ethnic communities, we are welcoming to people who do not come from our clan, our village, or from our tribe. The African hospitality is famous for this. It is almost legendary. So if there is anything that's max of a xenophobia, this comes from the evil one. And I would ask our community to beware of the politicians. This is where they like to fish and to sow in disturbed waters. Our brothers who come from the neighboring African countries, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, DRC, Rwanda. People who have come here with a principal intention to offer help after nearly 40 years and more of warfare and devastation. I would not entertain any expression of xenophobia to people who are not originally from here. If there are elements who have misbehaved, we have now the law at the level of the state, at the level of the nation, and that will deal with. But the citizens must not put the law into their own hands. And they must not show anything that is xenophobic. Xenophobic is not part of our Christian tradition. It is not even part of our African tradition.